Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. It's Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for April 18th, 2015. Cosmic weather today has been rarefied with the new moon in Aries between the Earth and the Sun, which is also in the cardinal fire sign Aries, and that's a lot of cosmic fire, folks. And that alignment was exact this afternoon, so if you had a rather intense day, you can chill out now because the moon just entered Taurus, a well-grounded Earth sign, and the Sun enters Taurus for about a month on Monday. I mention this cosmic weather because we have a cosmic expert on advanced alchemy with us today. David Christopher Lewis is the founder of the Heart Center at heartcenter.org, and he has his own internet radio talk show with exceptional guests such as Greg Braden, who I listened to this last month. I've personally known David for about 20 years, long before he became a messenger for the Ascended Masters. I knew him many years ago when he composed beautiful music and sang on, I think it was 7 CDs, a huge talent with great love in his music. A few years ago, I had David on my Christmas show for Cosmic Love, and David heart-streamed a spontaneous song from the heart of Mother Mary, and it pretty much blew me away. I mean, I have heard many live dictations, but never a singing one before, and Mother Mary was obviously using David's highly developed gift as a heart-coherent musician and singer, and the words in Mother Mary's song were then transcribed by the Heart Center staff, and the Heart Center choir made a recording, which is, I believe, still on their website. Over the years, David has heart-streamed many messages from the Aquarian Age Master, Saint Germain, and he has published highlights of those messages in his new book, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, which we'll be discussing today. This book is another paradigm-shifting mind-blower. I've been reading it, and there's messages from the Master Saint Germain in here that I'm sure you'll appreciate. A brief foreword by David explains in this book why and how he was contacted by Saint Germain to deliver his messages and how that changed his life. Advanced Alchemy is what I would call a conscious evolution toolkit, a guidebook for personal transformation, and a compendium of first principles for optimizing the Aquarian dispensation. So thank you, David, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Thanks a lot, Christopher, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
David, I check out your heartcenter.org website from time to time, and I've listened to your excellent interview with Greg Braden, as well as some inspiring messages that you've streamed from the heart of different Ascended Masters. Recently, I've been reading your new book on Saint Germain and Advanced Alchemy, and I personally find it very hopeful. And the question I'm sure a lot of listeners are asking, since they probably haven't read your book yet, since, I mean, it just came out on spring equinox, is how your heart streaming corresponds to heart coherence, is a subject we often talk about here on Cosmic Love, which I've often discussed with listeners on the show.
Well, you know, heart streaming, which is a subtitle of the book, it's heart streaming in the Aquarian Age. This is a term the Masters gave me back in 2005, and I love the concept of the heart stream and heart streaming. It's more powerful than brainstorming, and it's focusing within the heart to access divine light, which really has the answers to every question that we may have. It's entering the sacred space of stillness to receive inspiration from the divine. It's really the science of emanation, which I consider to be visualizing and then feeling the light of love pouring forth from one's true or higher self through the heart and then out into the world to really give birth to, as co-creators, because we all are co-creators, what I call the magical, the mystical, and the miraculous, and to employ God's grace and light and love anywhere and everywhere that it's required really to serve and to even save sentient beings. So coherence is a very important concept, and I love the HeartMath group and the people that brought out this information. The heart is much more powerful than the brain, energetically, electronically, electromagnetically. And when we truly learn how to use divine alchemy through this gift and science of heart streaming, we find ourselves as co-creators entering a new awareness of higher spiritual consciousness and truth, and all of our foundational knowledge that we studied in various religions or spiritual groups comes back right into our heart, where I believe we find God in the deepest core of our being. We find God through stillness, through the great silence, and in that essence of God that we feel within our heart, everything is possible to us. We have every resource that we can tap into in order to do what alchemy is, which is the science of higher beingness and the science, really, of divine love.
So there's a stillness and a centeredness with heart streaming, like heart coherence.
Absolutely. And the stillness through meditation, through being in nature, through kind of entering the great silence of this stillness, allows us to hear through listening deeply, more clearly, because we all have an inner voice, which is our conscience or God within. And when we are still, that's when we can hear. It's like it's a no-brainer. It's in life. To really truly hear, you have to be silent. If there's a lot of cacophony or noise, there's dissonance, and we can't truly access that deep truth that Greg Braden talks about. So I really feel that those who meditate and have a practice in meditation have been able to tap into this deeper resource and this fountain and this wealth of beingness that allows them to kind of soar in consciousness to new heights and to actually access higher realms of beingness. And this is what happened to me. I had a spiritual practice where I got up very early every morning and meditated and prayed for about 2 to 2.5 hours. And I would actually watch the sun rise as I was doing my devotions. And I had many, many mystical experiences. And this is when, on June 10, 2004, Saint Germain came to me the first time at my home in Paradise Valley, Montana, and communicated that he desired to share these higher teachings with humanity. And, you know, I believe that many people are awakening and being utilized by the higher powers in teaching and sharing these higher truths. I mean,
I agree with you. I have them contact me every week and want to get on my radio show.
But I really feel like Saint Germain says, intent upon changing the world, begin with your own.
Yeah.
So, you know, it starts right here, deep within us.
Well, you know, you're a clairaudient, so you have listening grace. You know, when I go into that deep space, I see things. I'm left brain dominant.
Yeah. You know, he says, your godly ideals may become a little more real each day by focused spiritual work and a practical labor of love.
Uh-huh.
And so it says, to fully embody any teaching, you must first become it by internalizing it, and then externalize it by teaching it from your point of personal experience. So I think, like the Christian Gnostics and the true mystics, that we have to experience the divine within ourselves in order to be true teachers. And we can spout all kinds of truths of what others have shared, even scripture, yet what good is that if we personally haven't contacted that energy field, that light, that radiance, and internalized it and lived it consciously and then applied it through givingness, through love, through service. And I believe this is what Saint Germain's primary message is. It's all about our motive and how we utilize alchemy to create and co-create a better world.
Well, I believe that. I'm always saying that, you know, as far as motive, it's pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a higher dimension.
Jermaine said, he said to me, make living and presence a fun game. And, you know, we're all in our childlike state. We truly are in that awe of the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit and nature everywhere around us. And he said, you know, you may capture every divine thought through this science with a receptive will and the alchemy of mindful attentiveness. So mindful attentiveness is an alchemy itself. And I think Eckhart Tolle has beautifully expressed this living in the now concept in his books. And many more people have awakened to that reality of what can transpire in our worlds when we are focused on truth, on reality, on the essence of God within.
I like that. Mindful attentiveness. You know, pay attention because attention pays.
Yeah. And he also said, the fabric of the cosmos is the radiance of love wisdom carried on the solar winds of God's breath. And another wonderful quote, self-realization is the goal of every atom, molecule, and cell within you. So it's like our whole body is invested in this alchemical experiment of our life where we're growing into our divine greatness and we're experiencing a re-quickening and a reawakening of what we've always had, but we kind of lost because of all the programming that the world has provided through even educational systems and the media. And so really plugging, you know, unplugging from that, we begin to plug into something more real, more divine, more holy, more holistic.
Well, Saint Germain, as I understand, is widely known as the Aquarian master of holism, or the seventh ray, or all the rays integrated. The seventh ray of diplomacy with the vital flame of the Holy Spirit. And I understand that Saint Germain has a message for 2015 that includes integration of the eighth ray of intense love. Could you go into that?
Yeah, he came on December 31st, 2014, the day before the new year began, and shared, you know, his basic message. It's available on our Heart Center Talk Radio website in full. And part of that was about integration and how, you know, you add up the numbers of the year 2015, and it's an eight. And eight is the ray of integration. It's very Buddhic in mindfulness and understanding. And when you go through the seven rays, what's the portal? The next portal is the eighth, and it's the ruby ray of accelerated love and heart-centeredness to the point where you, when you accelerate love in this integrative matrix of the as above, so below, you look at the number eight, and you have the perfect balance as above, so below, the ancient maxim of, the alchemists, including Hermes Trismegistus. So when you utilize that as above, so below formula in your daily life by materializing spirit and spiritualizing matter or material world, then through the nexus of that figure eight, you have this amazing alchemy of integration where, you know, you can lead a practical spiritual life. You can give birth within your awareness of these divine truths in ways that actually can help make the world a better place. It's not just a mental concept, construct, or process. It's integrating heart and mind, and that's why through heart streaming you actually accelerate mindfulness because the heart is very wise. And so Saint Germain teaches that in this year, 2015, there is going to be, and there will continue to be, many awakenings of people to the deeper truths that are occurring, more exposures in the media, more opportunities for everyone to grow into their presence. And, it has to happen because the acceleration is coming. It's here. It's now.
Well, one thing I'm tuning into with 2015 is that there this concept of integration, as above, so below, on Earth as it is in cosmos at large, is kind of like the awakening to the understanding in the secular realm, in the scientific realm of the quantum science, quantum reality, quantum field, that heaven, in terms of as the concept of as above, as in heaven or the spirit realms, that the quantum science, the quantum field, and this is corresponds to heart coherence too, as I understand it, that when you are in the frequency of heart coherence as the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, you actually can, you might say, some people would say channel, some people would say mirror, whatever, wherever you pay attention, wherever you're mindful, wherever your mind goes, you will mirror, you might say the higher understanding, or like that still small voice within will come through, and that this is a phenomena that's going on with the veil thinning in 2015 as a function of not just the cosmic cycles with the precession of the equinox, as I understand it, that's what's going on with Earth's alignment, in that precession, but also with just the computer internet revolution with the web of light and the web of consciousness and linking the light with light workers and light weavers, you might say, on the internet are connecting all over the world with an instant everywhere interactive, like there's no time or space anymore. So some people say the veil is thinning because of cosmos as above, or the quantum field is surging with all the photonic light from, 250 billion star systems of our Milky Way galaxy as our solar system orbits up and aligns with it, with this galactic alignment right now. But at the same time, there's just a surge in awakening with this, call it thinning of the veil or whatever, with just people just knowing things. The synchronicities are going on. People are becoming more aware of synchronicities and the principles of instant, just serendipity, synchronous, just knowing things, what people are going to say before they're going to say them, or just that's happening so much more for so many people I talk to. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, we went to Peru in 2012. We were there on 12/21/12, which was a mystical, magical date, and we met a shaman who's a very amazing person. He's actually pretty wealthy. And he takes people on these tours, and we went to Machu Picchu and then Lake Titicaca. And he talked a lot about the children of the sun. And I have to say that the teachings that are really beyond even quantum science as it's happening now deal with our understanding that we are all, at our core essence, solar beings. Uh-huh. And we are awakening to this new solar reality of the golden wisdom crystal light of our presence. And I published a book that you had me on once before about the aura, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. Uh-huh. Well, we, on our pilgrimages around the world, we've discovered that this awakening is happening everywhere, and people are entering what some call the quantum field of beingness, where they can access the new frequencies that are being bestowed upon the Earth from the great central sun, step down through other solar systems and suns. And we are all the beneficiaries of this sacred process. When we align ourselves with that solar truth and reality through our practices, through being practical, and by using the science of alchemy to really expand the fire and the flame of divine love. Saint Germain taught through the I Am movement, or the Saint Germain Foundation in the 1920s and beyond, the use of the violet flame or violet light or violet ray. Well, he gave us a teaching on an accelerated aspect of this called the violet laser light. And the laser action allows that pinpoint focus and accuracy of the violet light energy field to go to wherever we direct our attention, to burn through the opposition to divinity, to anything God good that we are trying to co-create. And by utilizing this one particular science, it does accelerate all kinds of new options and opportunities for us to grow. And in all of my interviews on the radio program, the Heart Center Talk Radio, I've seen the synchronicities. I've seen amazing things happen that the stories that people tell of these awakenings and quickenings. You know, the Bible says, you know, in the last days that your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. Well, some of us are getting older, you know, and gray hair, and yet the dreams and the visions are happening. I mean, it really is accelerating. And I have to say, one thing that's really cool as an opportunity coming up is we're having an event in Livingston, June 17th through 21st, and it's the new Essene teachings for Aquarius. And Melchizedek, who is a great divine being, as well as Saint Germain and other masters, are coming to provide a great impetus for, at the summer solstice, for all of us to enter into to accelerate consciousness. So people can check out our website, heartscenter.org. They can go to saintgermainandalchemy.com to look at the book. They can purchase the book if they like, Saint Germain and Alchemy. It's $19.95. Get it in Livingston, Montana. We'll ship it to you. Soon it'll be in a lot of New Age stores. I'm going to be going on a tour to Mount Shasta and Oregon and Seattle. And then in the fall, I'll be going to Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit, New York in September. So there's a lot happening, a lot of amazing opportunities for all of us to enter into the science of alchemy. Oh, and by the way, we're having a, if you live in the Southwest and you're listening today, we'll be in Tucson December 17th through 20th. We're going to be focusing on what's called the five crystal ray senses and how to access these higher kind of ESP-like frequencies that we can utilize in our spiritual work.
Well, one thing you said as you're getting into your rap, which I really appreciated, you were talking about, you know, the solar awareness, the solar logi, solar presence. And I had an individual on the show a few years ago who was a master of understanding and research and was really into the understanding of the acoustics, stellar acoustics of the different planets that have the different frequencies. And I even got a CD of his recordings, and he explained the understanding that that all of the great solar bodies have different frequencies, and there's different consciousnesses, and there's like 250 plus billion sun systems in the Milky Way galaxy. We're about 2/3 of the way out, and our solar system orbits up and across it. And we're aligned with it right now. So you've got basically the frequencies of all these different, you know, great cosmic beings. You know, they're, you know, the solar awareness. That we evolved to. You know, we're kind of, you know, a primitive stage of wannabe gods and goddesses.
we're all evolving. And you know, one really neat quote I remember Saint Germain said is, "I foment many spiritual revolutions within your heart."
Yeah.
And every star is overshined by a divine being. And every star, you know, one star differeth from another in glory. I think the Bible says that.
Yeah.
And that's true. So every star and every star system has a different frequency and radiant energy field that it creates and emanates out. And we have the same thing. So our heart is the focal point from which and through which we emanate the frequencies of our love, which are very unique and specific for each of us, and the gifts of the Spirit that we have been, you know, commissioned to employ on this earth. Saint Germain said one really cool thing: every child is a natural alchemist. Your current educational system and methodologies often remove the inner magic of their imagination. You know, TV and movies dumb down the inner imagination that children already have, the magic of that. So if we allow this playful nature of God within us to be unleashed, we can do something creative every day. We can be more mindful as we co-create of all of the effects of what we do upon others, upon life, upon nature. And we will always do everything with this understanding that as a co-creator, we live in harmony and balance with all other sentient beings. And in that, we live, move, and have our being in a new divine field of pure light, pure love. And that's why I love your program, because it's about the heart and it's about love.
Yeah, well, you know, cosmic love is what cosmic love does, as the ascended master Forrest Gumption would say.
Yeah. There's a lot of practical aspects of alchemy in this book. You know, Saint Germain said financial freedom is about beingness above lack and presence outside of desire. Sounds a little Buddhic. He also said reflecting the full radiance of the source is your highest work each day. Our highest work is reflecting the full radiance of our source. So, you know, there's so many beautiful little keys in this book. I really encourage your readers to check it out. And I don't know if we can do this. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, for those who are listening to your program, I would like to offer the book with no shipping. In other words, we'll pay the shipping. If you order it and you say, I heard about this through Christopher Rudy's, you know, radio program, Cosmic Love, we're gonna cover the shipping. Okay?
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, now, where do they call for that? Do they call to the center in Livingston, or?
They can call. Let me pull it up here. I'm glad you asked that.
Okay.
You can go to the heartcenter.org. Hearts, plural, no apostrophe, heartcenter.org website.
And you can order it online, yeah.
Yeah, you can order online. You can shop by going to the store and clicking on store, and there you can buy now. And the phone number that people can call is 312-253-7600. That's 312-253-7600. 7600. We're open 9 to 5 Mountain Time, so we're operating in Livingston, Montana.
Do they have a recorder on that so that people can leave their message to have call back or something like that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Well, what you were talking about, again, this great light that's surging and the source, with the connection with source, if I understand the source field, that this is exactly what's going on with the surge of photonic light, with the alignment of our solar system, with this precession of the equinox thing that's been going on, which is the reason the last 20 years, of course, the computer internet revolution, just has followed this surge, and now we're kind of at a phase with this global, instant, everywhere, interactive communication capabilities, where there's a real acceleration of consciousness. I mean, there's an awakening. There's a new social conscience and social networks. And this is something I'd really like to ask Saint Germain personally. I mean, as far as the full implications of this, you might say this, the surge of light and consciousness and social conscience. You know, and where it's going in our social networks. You know, and what that will look like, and how that will work, and how soon it will happen.
The quickening and awakening has been going on for quite some time. The culmination of this is true spiritual community, because a lot of the young people today sense this shift, and they naturally come from a state of kind of working with groups, and they're connected through the internet, through social media, and the end result is that we have to return to true community, which means coming into unity, whereby, yes, there's individuality and there's individual expression of creativity, yet it's done in the context of the whole, in an integrated way, where we work for the greater good of all humanity, It doesn't mean that we surrender our personal freedoms. In fact, Saint Germain is an exponent of true divine freedom, and he started many freedom movements and mystical societies over the ages.
Yeah.
Yet what he's sharing is that we have to meet the challenges of today through a communal effort where we collaborate and we cooperate rather than working, you know, and competing. And much of the industry, the commerce, the business today is all about competition. And in the new age, which is dawning, it will all be about collaboration.
And cooperation.
And when we enter this paradigm, everything shifts because we're no longer at odds with those of other countries, other cultures, other ways of thought, other isms, you know, the schisms of the isms that are occurring on this planet. We enter the unity field of beingness where through our cooperation we access divine love and employ it to solve the Earth's problems, both at a local level and at a planetary global level. And like locally here in Livingston, my wife and I started a nonprofit on permaculture. And a lot of the youth today are awakening to the need, the requirement to eat fresh, organic, live food, to grow your own food, to grow it in a sustainable way rather than in a way like monoculture, which destroys the soil. And so these are some practical things that all of us can do, and that's alchemy. You know, the alchemy of nature is what we should study because God created nature as the greatest alchemist of all. Nature is our teacher. So, if anything, study what nature does and mimic nature in the way that you live, in the way that you co-create, in the way that you are creative in any endeavor.
Well, I think the way you've been encouraging permaculture and what you've been doing with it on your own land and with different groups, you're networking in the area, I think it's phenomenal. And this linking the light that you refer to of the light workers, you know, light bearers, light weavers, whatever you refer to them, you know, the linking the light for community, you know, it's happening with social networks, with social media. It's amazing some of the different, really just enlightened networks of people. I mean, I have a lot of research on Facebook and different networks, and of course I go to your website on a regular basis just to touch base, you know, with what you're doing, and I'm pretty excited about what's coming up here, the summer solstice. But you have some phenomenal people on your talk show. I mean, and I just like to, you know, touch base there. That's in part of my research, finds myself on your page a lot because you're pulling it down, David. I think this practical spirituality, I think the permaculture's grounded you somehow.
Yeah, I'm a Capricorn. I have to work with the earth. I'm an earth sign in the fire quadrant. And when you are able to access certain higher spiritual concepts, you have to ground them. Otherwise, they're just mental constructs. And I've been privileged to interview amazing people. Dr. Richard Bartlett, who some people know through Matrix Energetics, I've taken his class in Seattle. It's absolutely stupendous. I've been privileged to, you know, interview just tremendous people. Robert Tennyson Stevens, who wrote the book Conscious Language, because our words are real. They're actually living entities or living beings.
I believe that.
That may sound like an odd construct, but, you know, our words are our creativity. I interviewed Gabriel Cousins, an amazing guy. He's truly a brother to me. I love him. He has a community down in Arizona near Patagonia that's just, what he's done is absolutely amazing. And, you know, people can go to heartcentertalkradio.org and listen to those just as they can listen to yours, Christopher, on your blog.
Isn't it amazing? Global Village, no time or space. And it's you can go back into the archives, and of course going forward into the future, this is something I'd really like to ask Saint Germain. 2015, I think this integration on all levels, you know, the seven rays, the seven chakras, you know, I like to think of the linking the light of the seven members of the Great Karmic Board. What would what is would Saint Germain say about, you know, this integration spiral in 2015 with community and how we can basically get our act together?
Well, people of various spiritual communities can, in their meditation, link at a higher frequency through the sun with one another as we employ whatever methodology we use to garner light into our auras, into our lives, and then fanning it out through visualization, through what we call heart streaming, see that light contacting every light worker, light weaver, light sharer across the world, and to create an antakarana or a mandala that is beautiful, that is holy, that is divine. And this overarching matrix, divine matrix, not the the bad matrix, but what Greg Braden talked to the divine, you know, one of his books is The Divine Matrix.
Divine
matrix co-creates this auric emanation from the earth that safeguards the earth from any manipulation, from pollution, from, you know, whatever people may fear, because fear creates a lot, and I think we have to overcome the fear of the future, even the fear of global warming. You know, that's a whole construct itself. That is, the fear of it and the focus on the negativity of it is almost more detrimental than what it should be. Yes, of course, we have to change our culture and move into the solar energies and solar frequencies, and that includes utilizing solar energy, which my wife and I have 14 solar panels on our home. You know, we totally believe in that, and yet we can't fear things in any way because it degrades us, it disempowers us. So to create this antakarana of light between people of light everywhere, we build a stronger auric field for the planet, which then the ascended masters, the hosts of light, the angels and archangels can utilize to pour forth even greater radiation, spiritual radiation to the earth, to transmute the cause, effect, record, and memory of past issues, problems, karmic ties between people, and to give birth to this new radiant field of grace, of holiness, of wholeness. And as we all light workers, no matter what our belief system is or what, you know, what particular guru we may have studied with in the past, put aside the things that you've wrapped around that belief system that limit you in any way or think or make you feel that you're different or better than someone else, and let it go, release it, surrender it, and accept the full blazing reality of the sun to give birth within you and within everyone of this new awareness of solar presence, because we have to invoke greater light. We have to have a greater quickening and awakening of people, because many people are still asleep. They don't accept the true teachings of karma and reincarnation and then what's beyond karma and reincarnation, which is unity, which is the unity field of beingness, which you rise up into when you've transmuted the karma and you've released it, and then the laws of karma no longer impact you or affect you the same because you're in the center of the circle. You're not on the periphery of being.
Oh, that's a good analogy. You know, I put up some of Saint Germain's quotes, you know, some excerpts from Advanced Alchemy on the web page that I used to announce this show with the email that I sent out to about 10,000 people on my email list, you know, before the show. Did you see that, by the way?
Well, I was looking at your site. I don't know that I got the email, but I was actually looking at what you put there for this program, yeah.
Yeah, there's these Saint Germain quotes. And he has, and this is in your preface to the book, your foreword to the book, and Saint Germain's preface, there were some quotes that were really, some of them are really exquisite on this understanding of you know, the beyond what I call faithless fear is the fearless faith.
Yeah.
And then that whole spirit of expectation and anticipation of the future that's good, you know, and you know, see the good and make it so kind of thing.
Yeah, here's one of your quotes that you have on your page. It says, and I love this one, it's one of my favorites, it says, "My sacred formula for world transformation begins with love, it ends with love, and within its very center is the flame of eternal love. Therefore,
yeah,
you begin every experiment that you desire to be successful on your knees before God, in love with your presence, whereby you submit all to that eternal science of the Spirit through which there is the ennoblement of the soul through integrity, through that which you offer in service."
That is so good. I love that. Yeah, that's so. I mean, and to me, it's like I have a lot of fun with riddles. But to me, the key to integrity is integration of all the keys. And whether you say it's the seventh rays and or seven rays and then the eighth ray, but you know, the keys of the kingdom of God is the consciousness of God. And I think of kingdom as, of course, K-I-N-G, keys to the internalization of God, love, you know, integrity, and as you become more conscious of how you are conscious or more aware of how you are conscious with these what I call keys to the kingdom, which changed. I mean, had a lot of them, and there's different quotes here. I mean, I love his one about, you know, when he says we are cosmic homeopaths, alchemists of the spirit, who bring to you the ascended master antidotes to the perils within the earth. I mean, this whole metaphor, cosmic homeopaths. I mean, I had a leading homeopath on my show this last month, and she has a book about how to make your own homeopathic remedies. Well, that's what the masters do with their seven rays, and he goes into this, you know, these vials of love, you know, these homeopathic love is as concentrated quintessences of the rays will literally charge and change your beings in the twinkling of an eye. I mean, I realize what he's saying from a homeopathic perspective. There's frequencies that an individual can potentize themselves through their meditations, and with that laser focus, you know, burn through, you know, all that is less than light. So this more light, easier, and love, easier and faster. Is there a quickening that I get in Saint Germain's word? Boy, talk about cups of light. You know, he just really. There's some of his quotes here that just, anyway, they get me off. What can I say?
Well, I love the book. You know, I've worked on it for 4 years, and I appreciate all the staff who helped. And it's in three major sections. And one of the sections has 33 questions and answers. We call it Darshan. And they're really cool, like, how can I make greater progress on my spiritual path? How can we do spiritual work amidst those who don't seem to be attentive to the light or understand us or don't know about spiritual truth or higher consciousness? What is the fountain of youth? What's the diet of the adepts? And, you know, things like that. So there's some really interesting information that I don't think you'll find anywhere. And I'm learning a lot as I'm reviewing what Saint Germain shared through me, because I don't always get a chance to study it when I release it. It's kind of like flowing through me. But he said, blessedness is a divine quality that all should study as a part of beingness. So blessedness itself, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And divine alchemy is an experiential rather than a theoretical science. I love that.
Yeah.
It's experiential, not theoretical. You know, a lot of physics now, I mean, I don't know. There's so much that's theoretical. Even psychology, a lot of it's theoretical.
Yeah.
And to be kind of heretical,
yeah,
I'd like to say that I think experience is really crucial.
Yeah. Well, the experience cuts through all the theory. I mean, when I say that, it makes it real.
And one final quote, and I know you're nearing the end here. Radiant health and serene joy are secondary benefits of meditating upon your solar source each day. Thursday, my wife and I went to a local event, and there's a guy there who smokes every day and he drinks, yet he's been meditating for 42 years. And he had a blood test, and they couldn't believe that having smoked and drinking, his blood was, like, amazing. And I think the only explanation of this is that he meditates an hour in the morning and an hour at night. And he's been doing this for 42 years. The guy is really funny. So, Radiant Health, you know, one of the benefits of meditating upon your solar source each day.
Now, and you in the book, you have some different references to like salutation to the sun, actually sun gazing, and a lot of different disciplines throughout the book that reference wholeness and healing and diet, and I mean the full spectrum. I mean it's so, and in questions that Saint Germain has received from different devotees in the book about all kinds of stuff that I think anyone would find fascinating. There's like, you have 33 questions from different people, and that's another section in your book. So I want to thank you, David, for being with us today on Cosmic Love. This has been phenomenal, and look forward to doing this again before too long. You're having another book coming out on this subject before long?
Well, this is part one, or volume one, and we know there will be a volume two, and maybe, if we can get our act together, maybe in a third volume, and we have a lot more books coming out in the future. I won't talk too much about them, because they're alchemy.
Yeah, they're in alchemy. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, David, and for those who are listening, thanks for listening. We'll be back here in a couple weeks. Happy trails, see the good, keep the faith, and make it so. Blessings to all. Blessings to you, David. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thanks, Christopher.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or maybe every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.